Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
So, okay, today's daf is daf nun dalet. A lot of gemara to do. Zechanish mas mirim bashmul avashom. Zechanish mas rav Mordechai ben Shmuel. Olav ashaloi. Zechanish mas zev ben Avram. Oleha. No, olav ashaloi. Okay. Zechanish mas mirim bashmul. Oleha ashaloi. Today's daf is nun dalet. We are on the bottom of nun gimavet beis. Three lines from the bottom. Let's just go through quickly this bittul halacha. We've had the mission of Aleph, Ketzad, Batlo. The truth is we find real stiris, real contradictions in this halacha. What exactly is needed for bittul to be mevatel avodah zarah? So the Mishnah seems to say that if you look at the Mishnah, it says you actually have to do a maisa begufa. Right? It says you have to cut off the tip of its ear, the tip of its nose, the tip of its finger. And even if you deform it, it has to be done in a way where you deform the main surah of it. If you just deform, you crush its right hand, it's not enough. You have to be pissel b'fanel. You actually have to, deform the face of it, which seems to be defacing it. You have to deface it. Literally, deface it. So what exactly is needed? And then we have the Mishnah Amud Beis that says that even if you don't do any Maisa, if the owners of the Avodah Zarah just skip town and they're not coming back, and they didn't have to leave, right? There wasn't a Shabbos Mochamah. It was picked off. They went away for Shabbos Nachamu and they don't want to come back. Okay? In that case, the Mishnah says it's Bata without any Maisa. What does it us? What is that exactly? You need a ma'isa, do you not need a ma'isa? And then we had the Gemara before, Yerushalayim Meishlokish. Yerushalayim Meishlokish, Hadizorish and Ishtabra Me'elel. There's no ma'isa there at all. It just broke on its own. And yet, what does Meishlokish hold? It's bottled. It's far being, because if it can't save itself, it can't save other people. So people give up on that Avodah Zarah. So what exactly is needed here? Do you need to actually do an act to the Avodah Zarah to be mevatelit? Or is it based on what the das is, what the belief is? And if there's something which is an indication of the belief, that's enough to make the bittul. So on the one hand, we see in the Mishnah, which says that you have to do a maisa, which to the actual Avodah Zarah, you have to either deform it or deface it or something like that. Then we have the Mishnah, which seems to say it's not based on an act that you do to it, it's based on the indication of your belief. So what exactly is needed over here? And this is what the Chazon Ish, I think one of the best Mekairis over here is to look at the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish Simon, Yerodea Simon Samach Aleph, Sivkot Zayin, that really, I think, makes this all one common denominator. And helps understand it. And then I think you can add into the mix a Ramban, who I think is also the eye opener here. The Ramban is a Musafir, really, by the Sugya of Bittul Chametz. Oh, another thing. But the first thing is the Chazon Ish brings in another factor into the mix. He brings the opinion of the Rabia, which is also the Mordechai, who says, and the Ramah brings this, the Shulchan Aruch starts off saying that Elilim Shekata Reish Ozna Reish Chatme, he quotes the Mishnah. He says in the Shalim B'Fnevel Echasro Oy Rokak B'Foneha, right? Sorry, and then we had the case where he doesn't deform it in the face, or he spits, right? That case, those cases over there, he spits in front of it, urinates in front of it, or he drags it, or he throws soya at it. Those cases, there is no bittul. And then the Ramah says V'Yesh Oymer Tafilu bitlo ba'amiro ba'al ma'avi bitl. You don't have to do any of this. Stam, you just say something. You just say it's bottle. That's enough to make the bitl. You don't need a ma'isa. Yeshayim. And that's the opinion of the Rav Yoh and the Mordechai. And the Chazon Ish says, v'chari, this is mucha, the opinion of the Ramah, like we just said. Because we have cases not only where he doesn't act to the Avodah Zarah that indicates a bitl, he deformed in the face, etc. We also find scenarios where he didn't do anything to it. He just left it. The owners just left. They skipped town or it broke on its own. But what is the pshat in this? So the Chazon Ish says that he seems to say like this. He says that the common denominator of all these cases the basis is on the Rav Yoh, is that the owner has concluded in their, not owner really, not necessarily the owner. There is a conclusion, belayv shalim, that this Avodah Zarah should become bakul. That is what makes bittul. And that's the Chazanish, that's what he says. All of the other cases over here are where there is either a proof or an indication of that das. So for example, Stam, if he just doesn't do a ma'isa begufa, he Stam just does something, you know, randomly, let's say urinates in front of it. He says over there, even though Rashi says that, right? Saying, yeah, I'm sorry?
If he continuously does that.
So in that case, yeah, you have a spat. The truth is, in that moment, maybe he doesn't believe it's an avodah zarah. He actually is libo l'shamayim in that moment. Like the Gemara brings. The Gemara brings the case of where of the avnim is be'ah. At that moment, Chad is, at that moment, he actually, think about it. When someone gets into a fight, it's over in that moment. In the moment, that's it. We're not talking to each other. We're not looking at each other. You go your way, I go my way. It's over. Hazanish says, but that doesn't make it into a bittul. Because a bittul has to be, belayv shalem, where you decide, I am not going to do this. If it's mitoich kas, that doesn't have that halacha. This needs a little bit more of a beer, but I'm just saying what he says first, and then I think we can explain it a little better. He says all the other cases, if the owner skips town, okay, in that moment, they're leaving the Avodah Zarah, but they never decided, the Leif Shalim, the Gomer, that they're not serving this Avodah Zarah. In that case, they are doing that. If Stam is a war and they leave, fine. But if they leave the Avodah Zarah behind, that's an indication that they don't want the Avodah Zarah. That shows us what they believe. That's a Chazanish. And also, if they say it, if someone says Gemir is Gomer Belayv Shalim, the Gomer, that this Avodah Zarah should become Batul, that's also enough. It's also enough. And then he says, like you just said, Reb David, let's say the person constantly urinates in front of the Avodah Zarah, or he constantly is spitting at it. That's not a one-time deal. There he shows he actually doesn't believe in this Avodah Zarah. That is a hachlaka, belayv shalom. He has decided with full knowledge, right, that he does not want to, he has kabbal belayv, that he doesn't want to serve this Avodah Zarah anymore. This is what the Chazanish says. And that's how he learns up the Rav Yoh, exactly. Now the question really is, though, we do have cases. We have to understand this. So let's say mitoich kas, right? He spits at it. At that point in time, he doesn't want to believe in this Avodah Zarah. Again, why does that not work? If it doesn't, you need it to be believed, and that you have to decide that it's not an Avodah Zarah. So we understand it's mitoich kas, but the truth is, that's what he decided at that moment. Why wouldn't that be enough? And then he also says that, he's also answered to the beginning. He says that let's say you have someone who doesn't believe in Pa'ar. He believes in Markulis. That's his God. He can't, if he decides, believe, showing, I don't want this Pa'ar to be a Gazara, I decide it's not. We know that a guy can normally be Mavata with his Kamsha Chaveri, but a person who doesn't believe in the Pa'ar, doesn't believe in it, can't have the ability, does not have the ability to be Mavata. He has to be a believer. How do you reconcile that? Again, the Chazanish, he sums it up for us. Bittul is based on full belief within your heart that this Avodah Zarah should become nullified. And all these cases are ways to prove that. He doesn't act to it, he defaces it, he says it belief. He consistently spits in front of it, he leaves it and says goodbye, he skips town without any knowledge of coming back. And the same thing with an Avodah Zarah, so to speak, that breaks. Doesn't believe in it anymore. That's all you need. So what is the pshat over here that if you don't have a belief in that Avodah Zarah, even if you're Goyim B'Lev Shalom, you say, I don't want that Avodah Zarah, that doesn't work. And also, in the case when he does it, let's say in the midst of anger, he says, I don't believe in this Avodah Zarah. At that moment, that's what he said. Why shouldn't that suffice for Bittul? So I think those are the two things that need explanation based on this Chazanish. And I think the pshat is, Lanias Daiki, we mentioned this really before, The Ramban in the beginning of Pesach says an unbelievable thing. He's not really saying this to bring out this point, but it does come out. He says like this: Rabbeinu Tam, as we know from the beginning of Pesach, he holds that bittul is mitam hefker. Bittul chametz, you say that my chametz should become bottul, like afra da aru. He holds Rabbeinu Tam, it's like you're being mafker. You're taking it out of your shus, and there's no bayir up bayir matzeh. It's not on your property. You don't believe in it. It's gone. It's hefker. And that's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. He says that the Ramban comes to question that. And he says, let me just make sure if I found the right one over here. Just lost the place. No, I found a daf. I just want to find what he says.
What daf is it? I want to check it out.
It's on daf dalin. He says over here, he says Rabbeinu Tam, "Afichach pirshu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, d'masha amru b'bitul ba'amasag, b'shum d'bitul hainu hefker." And he says he learns it out from Nachkud Mishim Shem Elochah Shechal Yatoroya Avol Atoroya Shalachayim V'zeh Einay Shaloy V'zeh Das Rabbeinu Das Rabbeinu Seinu Hatzrafasim B'bitul Mitam. Is everyone with me? By the way, am I? Okay. So check the Ramban on that opinion. The kosher. In Kain Lama Hiskiru Kama Pa'am L'chol Masech Tazu Loshin Bittul. Bittul. Hefker. Mishani Hefker Shoshana L'chacham L'chol Makam. Is it impossible to use the language that the Chacham will always say it? Hefker. Why are you using this cryptic Loshin of Bittul? V'lo Mishtam Etana L'meimer B'chom Etz Hefker V'lo L'meimer Bittul B'makam Hefker B'shamakam Ba'al. No one ever says the word is Bittul, not Hefker. If it's Hefker, it's Hefker. Why didn't he say that? He says, this is the bunker buster. He says over here, Ashkelon, you're lashing over there. Mechain le'inyan avay dezara sheshoninu nachu yavatel avay dezara shaloi v'shachaveroi einoi hefker. Dr. Ramban, I have an example of this. By bitul avay dezara, it's not mitam hefker, it's mitam something else, and chometz is going to work the same way. So you see really two things in this Ramban. I mean, the first thing is that you don't see any hefker in bittul. That's what he's saying. The bittul of Aveda Zara, fine, we can really understand that. Bittul of Aveda Zara, not mitam hefker. But he's also comparing the bittul of Aveda Zara to bittul chametz. Okay, are they the same thing? Are they not the same thing? You see from the Ramban that he equates the two, at least they're very similar. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to bring any rayas from bittul Aveda Zara to bittul chametz. What are these two things? The Ramban equates the two. So if you look at the Ramban later on, look at what he says. We use the words hefker, ka'afra da'ara. The word is hefker. How does that work? Okay, I'm not going into that yet. I think I haven't gotten that. But the words are, the Ramban says, the main thing, the main emphasis is that you are coming to define the status of chametz. Chametz is bread, let's say. You have a piece of bread. You see a piece of bread. The din of bittul is that it's not bread anymore. It's dust of the earth. You have now set the status of this entity, this material, which you see as chametz. That's what it looks like. But you have the ability to now change it. It's afra da'ara. Bittul is not hefker. It's not a halais, so to speak. It's more like you have the ability to give something, even though you see it, you feel it, should have, could have, would have. It looks like bread, 100%. It has leavening in it. No. You now have the ability to make that into afra da'ara. And he brings, you need a source for such a thing. It says, or maybe Shmuel, there is a source for such a concept. Ramban says, alumnus over here, that you have the ability to take something and set its status, even though it doesn't look like that. That's the Ramban. And bittul chametz. That's the pshat. That's the pshat of Avodah Zarah. It's not the pshat that you're doing a chalais, you make a chalais bittul. You have the ability from a pasuk, that something that was served and is considered a getcher, you have the ability to now say, no, it's not. It's something else. It's ka'afra. The arrow. And you need But Leif Shalim, to be masled such a thing. You can't just do it and say, Mitoich Kas. I'm angry today. I don't like you. You're not my Avodah Zarah. I believe in the Rabbi Shalom. Yes, you do at this moment. But that is not setting status of the Avodah Zarah, because tomorrow you're going to calm down. 10 minutes later, you're going to kiss and make up. That doesn't set the status of the Avodah Zarah. And then if you look back, again, by Avodah Zarah, we said this svara by Rish Lakish as well. You could say it in one of two ways, but both are saying the same thing. If you have an Avodah Zarah that can't protect itself, in and of itself, the status of the Avodah Zarah. What kind of God is this? It can't protect itself from anything. It's going to protect us. In and of itself, it already said, it's telling us that it's not an Avodah Zarah. Either that, or the way the Chazon Ish learns, everyone who believes in that Avodah Zarah, is machlef b'leiv sholim, that they see this Avodah Zarah can't protect itself. Everyone believes that this Avodah Zarah is not an Avodah Zarah. And that maybe is holding the din of Yerushalayim Das, if you learn that it's a din of Das. You mean, again, where we said over there, it doesn't have to be like that. It could be, but it's all a way of saying what the status of this chafetz is. And Memeil, the Chazon Ish as well. Let's say you have someone who doesn't believe in Baal Pa'ar. His God is Mercury, Merculus. That's his God. He doesn't have an opinion on whether a Baal Pa'ar is a Baal Pa'ar. You can't, if you're a Republican, you can't come and say Democratic belief. You're a Republican.
You can't vote in the Democratic primary.
You can't vote in the Democratic primary. Alright, you can't mix the...
Two questions.
Wait, 1 second. And that's also the chat we said in the Gemara. The Gemara says that a cotton can't be mevatel avodah zarah. But the Gemara doesn't say anything about him having das. The Gemara says, new thing, he's not yodea b'tiv avodah zarah. He's not familiar with the concepts, and therefore he can't be mevatel avodah zarah. What is that? He doesn't have das. Say that reason. What is this new svara? The answer is, if you don't have knowledge of the matter, you can't have an opinion on the matter. And that's what makes Avodah Zarah not Avodah Zarah, and that's the Ramban. He says that's the Pshat Bitul Chametz. The next time you say Bitul Chametz, have in mind what you're doing. You're not just saying that the bread is out of my Rishus. You're saying that the bread is not bread anymore. It's Ka'af of the Ara. It's like dust of the earth. And that, I think, is the correlation. Bitul Chametz to Bitul Avodah Zarah. You need to be machlid. You need to be machlev b'leiv shalom. Sorry, I just want to finish my thoughts because otherwise I can't answer questions. Be machlev b'leiv shalom, but it's all a way of setting what the status of the Avodah Zarah is. And that Nemeila is going to take away its Yisra Hanav, and that I think is what the Pshat is. Rav David,
Mechavot. First of all, I don't really understand that you're about the Chavera. And secondly, others' arguments say, even though I'm about the origins of our bullets, as long as he believes in a Avodah Zarah, some say they can't be without this Kabbalah. No legal Avodah Zarah. But how, given this strong language, how are you about to your friend? Can I be about to my friend's Chametz?
That's good. Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly Bitul Chametz, I agree. And it's a bit easy because you need a Chiddush HaTorah over there. But I don't think, it's definitely an extension of the Chiddush. But I can hear it very well. Someone who's familiar with Avodah Zarah in general, you know, can have an opinion on the matter. Maybe he's not so specific to this Avodah Zarah.
It's a bit of a
friend. Same thing with your friends. I don't think it's not.
I can't be Magnus. I still can't remember about this. You can't be Magnus. I can't do anything. I can't ask for anything.
But this book, because I'll tell you why. Because you're not creating any Haloisim. You're not being Mechel and Isra. You're not being Mechel and Bittel. You can't make a Halois. I can't be Makadis and Isha with someone else's money. I can't make someone else's money hectic. But to set the status of something, maybe yes. I bit the chametz, I don't know. That's based on the old. That's based on the Bible. But to set the status of something, bitul very possibly could work. It's a new concept, this thing.
Isn't this a bit of a...
One second. You hear? It's not so... It's definitely an extension of it, but I don't think it's a... I think it's a deal breaker, yeah. Sorry,
Shalom. No, I just find it very hard to stretch because that's from a yid to a goy. I mean, you know, we're not the shtal to the bittel of chametz that a yid could accomplish to a goy being mevatel avodah zarah. All these problems which David's asking also. I mean, it's that's what I find very hard.
Any
smoke?
Okay.
Any
smoke
cannot be
mevatel
avodah zarah.
Correct. Exactly. That's exactly my point. It's just all by a goy.
Okay.
Because he doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah. He doesn't have a, he doesn't have a, well, Gneza needs Gneza. Again, these are all extensions of the Dinam of Bittul, but it, you know, the main concept of Bittul, I think, is, not a steer to that.
Machine is later on Samach Talad, we're gonna have this, the Polach Mevatel, the Loi Polach Loi Mevatel. So,
yeah.
We're gonna have it later on. It's cause there are more passes than Yishma'elim and not Avodah Zarah, so they cannot be Mevatel. But anyone else who's, any other guy who is Avodah Zarah, even though he's Avodah Zarah to Mercury, he can be Mevatel Pa'or. So you have to be, you know, in the ball game. Well, where's the Chazanish?
In the ball game.
Pulling it out.
Why don't they?
Where's the Chazanish?
Chazanish is Simon Simon Yerde Samach Aleph.
Samach Aleph, okay.
Samach Aleph Zion.
Okay, I have it in front of me.
He brings that shach and then he asks on the shach, but.
It's a hard one to answer with this one. He's identified.
But
he doesn't identify as a Avodah Zarah anymore. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Exactly. Doesn't he have certain, was there a joke there that I missed?
Yeah, he doesn't identify.
Okay.
All right. Identifies as a is that why you're wearing the pink shirt today?
I identify as a lot of different things. Yeah.
you're multicolored. You're not a rainbow. You're multicolored.
Exactly. The rainbow coalition.
To do with virus. Right.
Yeah, because you also have the Nishbar Me'aleha. That's where the problem comes up.
According to the Tzad, that any old Akku can be Ravakul different about his own, not the one he believes in. We know that the Goyim are always fighting between their religion.
Shiites
hate the Sunnis.
Okay,
the Buddhists hate the Hindus.
How
come they don't just do each one the Bible or the other one? The other ones aren't going to have to accept it.
Well, that's what the Chazanish says. He says you have to believe in the other one for you to be Mevatel.
So a Hindu comes along.
Can we do the Lashon of the Chazanish?
You know, a Shinto.
Let me read you the Lashon of the Chazanish. Okay, I don't know what the other opinions, but if you look at the Chazanish.
I understand that.
So I'm not answering. I don't have an answer to that. I hear the question. That's not a question. I mean, that has nothing to do with what I'm sorry to say it like that, but that is not, that's anyways in and of itself a question. That is not something that necessarily has to do with what I'm saying. Tom, you have a question. Right. Everyone should stand be Mevatel all the people of the Zohar. It's a question. I don't have an answer to that. If you look at the, he says, here's what he says. If you believe in par, you want to be Mavatim Arkulis or the other way around, we're saying something that makes sense, which is what the Chazanish is coming to answer. But according to those opinions that any believer in Avodah Zarah could be Mavatim, anyone else is, let's say you have the Sunnis and the Shiites, you know, fighting with each other. If they knew the Gemara, then they wouldn't fight. They just say, you're Avodah Zarah's Batul, and they'll say, you're Avodah Zarah's Batul, and they'll have Shalom Al Yisrael. You just do that.
If you go
with the Ishmaelim, but if you have the Protestants and the Lutherans.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that a good example?
Lutherans and Protestants.
Okay, so the Catholics and the Protestants.
The Catholics and the Orthodox.
If you have the Hasidim and the Misnagdim.
Yeah,
Lubavitch and Chabad and Satmar, the Turekarta and the Mizrahi, then that's a little bit different. Okay.
Fair.
I think that's just, again, there's a few main things we came out with over here. We came up with the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh, that Bittul Ba'amira works. You said the Ramban and Tzochim that compares Bittul Avodah Zarah to Bittul Chametz, and then we have the Chazanish. equates, puts a common denominator between all of these things, I think. Right. Let's begin the Gemara, now that everyone agrees with what I'm saying. It feels great to have everyone agree with that. We're not going to be mavat on my words. Thank you so much, especially Shmuel Aaron. The Aaron of Dignei Dorim. He's in Florida. The Aaron. Especially, far be it from me to go to. Wait
for it. Good. All right.
All right, we have a lot of Gemara to do, and should we learn it? Let's go. Tanya Kapasi Rabbi Yosef Reish Lakish. We had a machlekes before Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef Reish Lakish, with a Bimay Shinifgam, this platform which got the tracking from it, and the piece was taken off. Is it considered an Avodah Zarah? Are they Mevatel or are they not? Do they give up on it or do they not give up on it? Rabbi Yosef Reish Lakish held that it's going to be Mutter, and that's how Ula sat down on it. He sat down on a Bimay Shinifgam. It was never from it. So we have a Braisa that's a riot from Rabbi Yosef Reish Lakish. Bimoy's shenifgam mutter. There you go, right there. Rachel b'tzal tana. What about mizbeach shenifgam? What about a pagan altar? If it just becomes a little bit nifgam, a little cracked, a little piece gets broken off, then it's going to be aser, still aser b'hano, ad shein notzeis ruboy, until most of it gets destructed. That's the only time mizbeach shenifgam, because again, it's their altar, they still use it, they still believe in it. That needs more for it to become bottle. We're going to learn it out from Sukkim. Hechidamik bimus, hechidamik mizbeach. What's the difference between a bimus? How do you tell the difference, Rashi says, between a platform and a avodah zarah and an altar for an avodah zarah? I'm Rabbi Yaakov bar Idyam, Rabbi Yechonon. Bimus have an achas. A bimus is one stone. They made it out of one stone, the platform. Mizbeach avodim harbe. But an altar is made out of many stones. The number of chizki and mikro. This Chizki said, here's a pasuk for this. Pasuk says, "L'chem b'zeshukuba oven Yaakov, b'sumay kol avne mizbeach ka avne ger menu potus lo yakumu asherim b'chambonim." You see, avne mizbeach, the stones of the mizbeach are going to be made like the broken pieces of ice. Rashi said, "Lo yakumu asherim b'chambonim," and at that point, they're not going to use the asherim. Here's not asherim; it's a certain type of the zara, a certain name of the zara. Once the stones of the Mizbeach are going to be made like shattered ice, then they're not going to put Avodah Zarah on the Mizbeach. What do we see? If the Mizbeach becomes shattered pieces of stone, like ice, then they're not going to use it for Avodah Zarah anymore. But if not, they're still going to use it. They're going to still use a used car.
You see the many stones.
Yeah. You're going to use the many stones, but again, you also see that if it's shattered, mostly shattered, like a gear, like you look at shattered ice, it's not like one little piece is broken off, it's mostly shattered. And that's what it takes to be mevatel, is bechelim and zarah. Okay, here we go. We're now going to learn the sugya of ein adam oisa dover she'ein ha'shaloi. Oh boy. Deep breath. Okay. Tana. Nevad shaloi also v'shal chaveir mutter. If someone serves his own behema, we're talking about over here, behema, Rashi says, b'balei chayim aneshel b'vaya. We know that a behema doesn't become also lehadit, we learn after the pasuk that we said, Mashmi Yisrael. Nevad, someone serves, worships an animal, it becomes also lehadit, but not lehadit. Let's say someone does that to his own animal, fine, becomes a Nevat, but let's say he bows down to his friend's animal. In that case, it doesn't become Nevat, and this is the concept we have. Ain on the Moisav Davar Shein Shalom. Right, the Gemara Mindi, the Stira Ezohu Nevat. Kol Sha'ivdim Oisoi Bein B'Shregeg Uvein B'Mezid Bein B'Oinis Uvein B'Ratzin. And then we have this brisa, which says that you can make a nevad, whether you serve it purposefully or forced or willingly. Frankly, Gemara, high oinus, hechidami. What's the case where he's forced? Lach going to honest behemoth chaveru v'shtachavolo. Isn't this talking about a case where he stole his friend's animal and, you know, he forcibly took ownership of the animal? and you bow down to it, and you see that you can make your friend's animal osir to stira. No, 100%, you can't make someone else's animal osir. When it says the case of Einus over here, it's referring to where a guy forces a yid to do the avodah zara, and that's the case of forcing his own, cases where he's forcing his own bad animal. So it's not a davar sheni shaloi. In that case, it's going to become an avodah zara, even though he was forced. Now, how is he forced to do this? Tosfos says it was yarek val yavar. Yarek val yavar, meaning a guy took a gun to the head of the Israel, the owner of the animal, and he said to him, if you don't bow down to this avodah zara, I will kill you. And in that case, it becomes an avodah zara, not because it's someone else's, it's because it's his own. A lot of problems here, a lot of things to talk about. Let's just see how much we can do. I would just say one thing. The avodah zara over here says that there was never, ever a havamina in this Gemara that someone can ever aser someone else's animal. The case here, you see, specifically mentions where he stole going to the onas behemas chaver. Someone walks to his friend's property and he sees his friend's animal and bows down to it. 100%, never a havamin. Never a havamin that should become awesome. Maybe if he does a maisa to it, it's different, but it's tam. But here, there's a case that's unique that he stole it, and we know that there are certain things. There's kinyanik zela. When someone steals someone else's object or animal or property, he has some level of acquisition in that property. And that gives him some relevance here that might give some credence or legitimacy to his avodah zarah. But that would not apply to some a case here, just to keep that in mind, avodah zarah.
What about that? In the case where the guy went to the Jew's head and said, thou didn't hear anything, he didn't believe in God.
Okay, so that's another good question. Very good. Fine question. We'll see in the Gemara moving forward. Again, why should it even make a difference in a way, right? If the animal is not able to become an avodah zara, it's balei chayim, so who cares what he does to it? You have to say there's terutzim for that. We'll see in the Gemara later on. It's going to end up. You could ask the question, Stam, how do you ever have yarek val yavar avodah zara? It's always ma'av in the year. That places his problem in Sanhedrin. So there is some level, even if it's ma'av in the year. The way the direction is being pointed to, is that even if it's me'av me'ir, it's still a ma'isa of a dezara. Yeah, it's not a chayiv misa. Okay, fine. But we'll see that the din of yerek v'yavar has nothing to do with the chayiv misa. So too over here, is it considered served by a dezara? Yes, you bow down to it. Now you're not over chayiv misa, it's me'av me'ir, but that's not necessarily a factor in making an animal into a nevad or not. That's what you have to say.
You may not be crying, but...
Yes, exactly. Very good. Yeah, that's what, and we're going to see this. They don't. No one brings in Tosfos even doesn't bring in Ma'av in the year, but it's a great point that connection really. But Tosfos really asks that in Sanhedrin. Right? Every case of Yerek Vayavar, Ma'av in the year, even of the Zorah. Okay, great point. So that's the case. Maskevor Rav Zeira. Zeira comes with a question here, and he says, "How could you tell me that you're going to answer when it says the case ain't on the Moshe Davar Shem Shalom? The case where it says a person is fired." Or the animal becomes usher is where he served his own animal, ba'oinis. How can it become usher? Oinis rachmona patre. We know that if there's an oinis, there's a tour from ancient. Chal gadol badim. Dichsiv, l'nar lo yisas ha'davar. If a nar is forcibly raped, then she has no punishment. There is no punishment. She's ba'oinis. She's forced. Oinis rachmona patre. And therefore, zok Reb Zeira, if someone's forced to bow down to avodah zarah, it shouldn't be considered a nevad. What's the shaitis? What's the connection? We need to be mivar this, mitzvah Hashem. We'll get to it today, maybe tomorrow. El amar Rava. Rava says no. The word Ella should be taken out of here. Amar Rava. He argues with Rav Zeira. He says, Hakol ha'ivach ha'loisa avdei. Anytime someone serves an avodah zarah, think about this, Rabbi Yehuda. You could think about this. This is really alluding to what you were saying as well. But the Torah says, really, someone is chayv misa no matter what he does. He bows down to avodah zarah, loisa avdei, and Rabbi is saying that he wouldn't, he would have to die instead of serving the Avodah Zarah. Well, the pasuk says, "V'chai bohem leishi yomus bohem." The person shall live by the Torah, and he shouldn't die by the mitzvah. Die by the mitzvah, he has a kuach nefesh. And there, yatzah oynis, that's coming to exclude oynis. That's when a person who's forced, it seems to be the Mara saying, someone's forced to serve an Avodah Zarah, he does not have to give up his life. Taisa says, what do you mean? We hold the Arag Yado. Let's just read the Gemara. Person that doesn't have to give up his life. But then the Torah says, V'hadiksev, V'leisachalu Hashem Kochi, Dafi L'boinis. Then the Torah says, he should not be Machal Hashem, even boinis. So how do you do this? Hakeitzah, how do you reconcile these two things? One says you have to give up your life. One says you don't have to give up your life. Ha'bitzina, ha'bifarhesia. Depends. If someone is doing this, when there's no Chil Hashem, it's done bitzina. In that case, boinis, you're not Machal to give up your life. There's no din yerek v'yavor, and you're not being over on the desert. But if Farhesia, where there's a chil Hashem, in that case, where there's a chil Hashem, then you do have to give up your life. And Rabbi, basically, what he's saying is that the case of oinus, where it says a person was forced to bow down to his animal, it becomes a nevad, it's done where there is a chil Hashem. But ein hachanami, if someone does it b'tzina, right, if someone does it b'tzina, in that case, there is no din of Yerek Vayaber, it won't be Asr. Rav Zeira had extended this halacha to even before Hesia. Rav Zeira said, Sama, Inesh Rachmana Patre. There's no din of Nevad when you're forced. Rava says, there is a din of Nevad when you're forced. At least, albeit only when it's done before Hesia. What's the machlokes, Rav and Rav Zeira, what's going on over here? Rav Zeira doesn't hold the din of Inesh Rachmana Patre. The truth is, what does it even shy at the din of Inesh Rachmana Patre? That's a Ptur and Aishin. What does it have to do with whether it's a Nevad or not? These are all, this Gemara over here needs a lot of...
The example, comparing it to the dialogue, I don't think it's very accurate because she didn't believe it. Right, she's not hiding or anything. It might have happened. So just because she's not hiding, she's not afraid, it doesn't happen. It didn't happen. Over here, how do you know Lisa of making it a never didn't happen? Just because the guy is...
So you're rephrasing the question I just asked in a very legal way, clarifying it. The way they ask the question, the briskers, the way they ask the question is that the din of oinus is a din in oinshin, it's a ptur in oinshin, not a din in the meisim. Well, you'd say it like that. Yeah, it's a ptur in oinshin. It doesn't say that the meisim is not a meisim. It is a din in the meisim. That's how the Drunk Bar brings it in, and the Gila Daita Begita, and all that. That's the raid over here. We're not going to go into it now. I just think we should talk about it, obviously. I definitely address what you're saying. But that's what you see the Chayyim from this Gemara, really. That you saw.
I don't think
he holds across the board. Einus Rachmana Patre. He says that can't be the case, because it's never, Einus Rachmana Patre, and therefore it's never going to be a Neva, to which we're addressing. What do you mean? What does that one have to do with the other? But he doesn't hold that true. Rabban said to Rabban, we have a raya to you, a brisa like you. The bimus of the Avodah Chachamim of Avodah Zarah at the time of the Gzeira, at the time of the Shmad, where they said that everyone has to serve Avodah Zarah, afal pi shehagzeira batla, oisim bimusoyis like batlu. The platforms aren't buckled even after the Gzeira goes away. Why is that? Because it says they were forced. Right? They were forced to do this before Hesia. Rashi explains, Mark explaining here. Forced to do that by the Zara before Hesia. They were forced to do it by the Zara. The Gzeira, the only Gzeira that is something that wasn't done willingly, and yet we see that the Bimasayas are also. Why is that? I understand what a patre. The Teretz is when it's done before Hesia and there's Chil Hashem. In that case, it becomes also. It's a Raya to Rava. Amr Lahu, Rava said no. Thank you very much. I appreciate the raya, but no. Imishim Ha, like to sign. It's not a raya. Anyway, Yisrael Mumer, Havu Palcha Baratzim. No, because amongst the crowd there might have been a Yisrael Mumer who did it willingly. And Rashi explains, let's just read a little further. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi said, like Tema Amar. Ravashi said even further. Don't say that we assume. Elavadi Yisrael Mumer, Havu Palcha Baratzim. It for sure was a Mumer. That did it Baratzi. Why is that? Rashi says, because if you look at the Rashi, Chizkiyahu Amar, Badi Yisrael Mumer, sorry. The answer, b'chol ha'edin shalei yehei banechin mumer. Hachar yishrois Yisrael yada mata. They see, they give in. Tal Yisrael gives in. When they see that we're not, that our hands are tied. We're a minority group. We're spat upon. There's a tremendous amount of anti-Semitism. If you can't beat them, join them. Yeah. And that's the
assimilation.
That's the assimilation. That's the, yeah, things haven't changed. But yeah, you can't judge, God forbid. No, but that's the Teva of Klal Yisrael. If you can't beat them, join them. Chizkiya, Omar. Chizkiya says another Torah. It's New Yisoy. Kegoyin shenisach avodas kechov miyayin al karneho. You use the animal for nisach hayayin for avodas zarah. You took the animal and you poured libations on it, worshiping a god. So the animal becomes mishamshe avodas zarah. And the main point of Chizkiya is that it becomes usher because of a maisa. Now we're introducing the concept. They didn't even know we hold ena maisa davar sheinu shaloi. When you do an act to the object, that's enough to make it usher. And he says, by virtue of you using it for an avodah zarah, you do an act of usage of an avodah zarah, that makes it into an avodah zarah. Maskevul ravada barava, I never who, I bimus ba'amahu v'shari. He says, no. That which you're saying, that an animal could become a shamshe avodah zarah with an act, not true. An animal cannot become a shamshe avodah zarah. It's like a bimus ba'amah. It's like a platform, a shamshe avodah zarah. Bimus ba'amah, that's just a platform, just using avodah zarah. An animal is excluded from that, even if you do a maisa. El omer avada ba'avah, kegoyin shenisu chayayin ben karneh ad avodah ba'maisa. No, when you make the animal itself into an avodah zarah, then if you do a maisa, it could become a nevan. So even though it ain't on the maisa dog or shayna shaloi, when you do a maisa to the animal, to the thing you want to asur, in that case you can asur, you can make forbidden something that doesn't belong to him. Well, you can say Balbatish maybe that when you want to just create a halois, fine. You don't have the ability you don't have the power over your friends, to just put dinim on your friend's object. You can't just create dinim on, not yours. But if it's not you creating the din, the act itself, the act is there. You can see it. You see it. You hear it. You hear it. You see it. You feel it. That has nothing to do with me. That's the animal itself already has that blemish inside of it. That is not you doing it. It's the blemish. It's the nature that performs it. That does work. Like it or lump it. You know?
The difference between the two cases is first he only put the giant on the carnayan. That's not called Kahima.
No. The act is the same. It's just the question if you're making it into Mishamshe Avodah Zarah or you're actually worshipping the animal.
But if you look at the Lashon, I think that...
Look at the Lashon, but that's... Rashi, what do you mean? Rashi says...
In the Gemara, there are two cases. The first case,
he
put it on the
Karnayim. La Avodah Skechavim. For a separate Avodah Skechavim.
Where did he pour it?
On the animal.
No. First time
to
put it on the carnayan. The second time
to
put it between the carnayan. On the animal itself.
Okay, so what do you say? I don't know, what's your point?
Why wasn't it good enough
to prove? First of all, he changes it to bein carnayan, the bach, in both cases, but the difference is, what are you serving? What are you serving? Are you serving an avodas kechavim there and using the animal, or are you actually serving...
Converting the animal into the avodas or
itself. Yeah. Yeah. Is it mishamshe avodah zarah? Or was it regular avodah zarah? Yeah, makes sense?
Yeah, that's a difference to Rashi. Rashi, the high beam was the first one, while the chayim loy mitzvah, and the second one, sha'asah.
Isn't a problem with the legal language?
Yeah, no, it's a very big difference if he's creating avodah zarah or if he's in the service.
Be careful. Yeah. Okay, good, yeah. Amalei Rav Nachman, puku v'amalei le'ula. But Nachman said, go out and say to Ula. He said, go tell Ula, we already had this explanation in Bavel. Let's say his friend's animal was squatting in front of Avodah Zarah. He shechs even one simon. He doesn't act again. He is, the animal is Asr. So we see already Ula's halacha that if you do a maisa, you can Asr davar she'ein shaloi. Then it's takruvis. Yeah. Yeah. Then it's takruvis of the Zohar. Yeah. Mishamshim are different. Yeah. Takruvis.
It's not,
yeah.
It's not even the Avodah Zohar itself. Takruvis is sufficient.
Yes. Good point. Yes. Good emphasis there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mishamshim, they can't get
Avodah Zohar. You look at Taisus. Yeah. Yeah. Taisus, it says there's a difference. We'll see, very technical. What's considered a Maisa, what's considered a Ritva and others. But yeah, that's true. What is the source for this? That when you do a maisa, you can ask the Roshin Shalach. Maybe you learn it out from the Kahanim, who were forced, as we know, they were forced to do Avodah Zarah. They were forced to do Avodah Zarah, and then, like we quoted before, Beis Chanya, other cases where they were forced to do Avodah Zarah, and it says that they shall not be allowed to be to serve the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that even though other people forced the Kahanim to do the work, so it's like other maisa Roshin Shalach, yeah, when the act is done, they become forbidden. It's an interesting comparison. When the act is done, they could be forbidden to do the Avodah. But that's not a proof. That's nothing to do with other Moshe and Shaloi over there. The Kahanim, it's a Knas. They, even though they sort of were forced, it was a Gzeira, it's a Knas. And therefore, it's, that's different. We bring a raya from the Avnei Mizbeach, from the Chashmonoi, that they hid the Avnei Mizbeach, even though... We said, there it's different. Really, ain't other Maisa Dabash Ein Shalom. There's a new halach, Ubaba Pizza Mechelelua, that it became after, and it became theirs. So there it's other Maisa Dabash Shalom. Not even Moshe Dovashay Mishloim. There's no riot by conquest. New halacha, Bobo, preaching the Kalagua. New Kenya, new concept. Yeah. We didn't really go into that. If you want to go into that, the Olim's invited to Rebbe's Chanukah year or Purim Suda. Not Suda. The Elami Kalim, we bring a riot from the Kalim. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, as Kola Kalim, Asher, his Niach, Amelach, Ochaz, Machusoy, the Malay, Echana, the Yigdashnu. The Gemara is assuming here, like we said before, Omar Bar, Echanus, Echinus, as it said, Ginzonum, the Hegdashu, Shegdashu, Achem Tachtein. The Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash that Ochaz used for Avodah Zarah, we hit them and had to get new ones. But the Gemara, but another Moshe Dovah Shein Shalai. You can't forbid someone else's, make something else, someone else's object to get forbidden. El Akiva and the Abed Behu Maisa, Israel, who, he did a Maisa, he used it. You had a question there? I'm sorry.
The Kayanim is a little different. The Kayanim, they were disqualified.
Yeah,
disqualifying others. Right? They could no longer officiate.
It's a comparison. You have to,
very.
Yeah, very interesting. Andrew.
No, go ahead. No, I, this is maybe silly, but, there's this whole, thing on Tisha B'Av about the Kali HaMikdash, if they're in the Vatican and so on. Is that all these, I mean, it's even irrelevant if the Goyim took it and that's not even, we can't even use them anymore, right? So,
while I was saying the Gemara yesterday, I was thinking about Yoav Gold movie.
That's not even relevant in a way, right? I mean, you know?
Would apply to the conquest of
the
Romans. The Gemara Nedarim uses about Belshatza. When Belshatza used the Kingdom of the Mikdash, the Gemara says Boba Prince of the Chalaluah.
They conquered, the Romans conquered, they took it to the Vatican.
So we don't even want it back. We don't want it back. We can't use it.
The end of the Dharm talks about
give us back what's rightfully ours.
Right.
If they knew the Gemara, they were.
Yeah, what do we need it for? We have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. But we can use the gold.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a bit.
But my sister, the Gemara uses it by Belshazzar. When Belshazzar drank from it, they said it wasn't an Isser because of Boba Pritzim Chalaluva.
Yeah. Very good.
You might have
done. I guess
it wasn't nice, but it wasn't an Isser. Bachashresh was after Belshazzar.
Mekelim Shainim. Why is Mekelim Mekelim Shainim? Is
it
is
not nice that he did it, but it, right, halachically,
it wasn't.
I want to hear about that.
I have to get to the end of the yarmulke, but a little bit behind here. As we know, if someone bows down to the ground, it's not usher. But it's different if you're chafa b'bayir shichun ma'aris. Chafa b'bayir shichun ma'aris, he changed the character, the shem of the zara, then it's going to be usher. To be usher. He didn't mind so. Even though we know the Balei Chayim cannot become Asr B'Hanoah to a Hedjit, right? Still, Asan Chalib is Chachavim Asr. Let's say you exchange it for Avodah Zarah. Someone barters their money, or they give an Avodah Zarah in exchange for your Balei Chayim. In that case, the Balei Chayim will become Asr B'Hanoah. Ki Asr Avin Amar Pligi Bar Rav Shmuel and Rav Yosi, we learn from Sukkim, Rabbonim. They hold that if there's a second step, you take what was bartered for an avodah zarah and then you bartered for a third thing, does it become usher or does it not become usher? Now the first two things for sure remain usher. So the question is if the third thing now takes on that isser or not. That's the machlokes. My time is around yarmah chalipa chalipa nasurim. What is the reason for the one who holds that the third thing becomes asur? It says, by the pasuk of, anything, not only the actual object becomes asur, but anything that's sort of, English word here, please, it comes into existence.
Derivative. Anything derivative. Derivatively.
What was that word?
Derivatively. Any derivatives.
Derivative. Namish, the viva the arrow, the mountain air. Derivative of the original Avodah Zarah also becomes also. The other one holds Khalifa Khalifa in his mother. It says who? You're right. Becomes also. But then it says who? The buck stops there. Who v'lech chalipa chalipin? Fine. The idah who holds chalipa chalipin is also. What does he do with the word who? Ahuma barle the muati arlo mekili akherim. Coming to exclude arlo and kili akherim shem macher mekidesh v'dmeim v'kudeset. Over there, if you exchange arlo and kili akherim with also v'anah and you get money instead of it, you can be mekadesh and isha. It's muter v'anah. There is no din chalipin because who limits it to avodah zarah. That's what he uses that. The idah arlo mekili akherim lets yuchakam. The other man who says who is extra. To tell us the chalipa chalipa and amutter, how does he know that Arlo and Kili Akerem are going to be, that there's going to be a heter hanah on the domim? You don't need a mir. We have two psukim already saying that chalipin are usur, and therefore you can't learn that out to other cases, and therefore the who is extra. How do we know that avodah zarah is chalipa are usur? We just learned that out from the pasuk. And Shvius, and then we have Shvius, it's the Shvius, we see Chalip in our Asur. The Pasuk says, We see that Shvius is like Kodesh, Kodesh Yelachem, and we know that Hagdish, of course, is Typhus is Dumbab, you redeem Hagdish, it goes, the sanctity transfers onto the money. But Asur, Ashvius, Typhus is Dumbab, Asur. So two Shvius is Typhus is Dumbab. So you have, again, we have two psukim already telling us that there's chalipin that are usur, and that tells us that any other case is going to be mutter. So what is the word who coming for? To tell us that by avodah zarah, chalipin are mutter. The Gemara says, maybe you'll say, just like by hegdish, if you redeem it, the original thing, object becomes mutter, so too by shvius, if you exchange shvius for money, value, the Shvius also becomes mutter? No, Tamalamitiya, Babyasatahe. It always has its status. It always retains its status. Okay, so what's gonna happen? Bakas compares Shvius Basar. Let's say someone takes a pair of Shvius and he exchanges it for meat. Both of them have Kedusha Shvius, and they have to be Misbayr. They have a din beer. Rakach b'basar dogim. Let's say the basar which was exchanged for shvius is now exchanged for fish. Then yasu basar mitzvah nichnesu dogim. The basar loses its sanctity. The original peiris always retains sanctity of shvius. The basar is now not shvius, and the dogim go instead. The same thing with dogim yayin. Yasu dogim nichnas yayin. Nichnas yayin yotzei soid. Yayin shemen. Yasu yayin nichnas shemen. Hakeitzad. What happens? Achoin achoin nitzvas b'shvius. The last. Each successive, subsequent exchange gets the Yisr and the original one falls off. But pretty actually also, the original fruits remain Yisr. But what about the other opinion? The other opinion holds, the Chayr should hold, that you already know Arlan Kila Akram are excluded from the Shaykh. So who should be extra and it should exclude Khalifa Khalipin? How can he have Khalifa Khalipin on Yisr? Because he holds Kasavar, he did Kasavar, Shaykh Kaf and the Lamdin. He holds Shnei Ksuvin Abon Ke'echod is Melamdin. So you need a who to be Melamed, to be Memayit, Olam Kira Akarim. So it's not extra, and therefore Kol Shah the Mahaya Emenu is Asr, Yisachem Kamoyim, Khalifa Khalifin are Asr. That's the Machlaikis over here. Khalifa Khalifin are going to be Asr. Okay? So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, we're not done yet. Don't stop. But I know everyone's excited to leave. But tomorrow we're going to continue, maybe go into the sugya of Aishapana Patre. Let's start the Mishnah. Shalom Lef has the Kane of Eroim. You got a little breeder over here, a little philosophy. A little Garatuk. There's a Kane in, Shalom Lef has the Kane of Eroim. The philosophers, the Roman philosophers, asked the elders in Rome, the Kane and the Chachamim. They said like this. Pretty basic fundamental question.
Where's the Canaan?
They weren't old. No one's old.
Like you, Zikne Dori.
Yeah, and by the way, we have Baruch David Zikne Tzofen also.
The Chach Mitzofen.
And we have you just right in the middle, just right.
There are some so. So the is the Zakenim and Roimim. Him Amit Sayyid was the Chavalim of Athi. The Bay Shalom obviously doesn't want to bring the Tsar in his world. So let him destroy it. Why is he letting it exist? Amalan, so the Zakenim said, let's say they would serve those things that the world doesn't need to for its existence. So, yeah, you're right. Hashem would destroy it. However, they serve the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. What's God going to do? He's going to just take away the stars, the sun, and the moon, destroy the world because of idiots? Of course not. By the way, that was a dig right there. He was digging them pretty hard. Yeah. All right, they said back. In Cain,
not
yes.
Necessarily.
Well, okay, but they're still shaking.
Defending it, they were sort of neutral.
Okay, maybe. They were defending it. They were just, they said, we don't believe. We're neutral. For those people. Okay.
I have a friend.
I'm asking for a friend. Amr Lahan, Im Kane, Yoiva Dover Shane Sorok Lailambo. It said to be a Niyah, Dover Shane Sorok Lailambo. So let Baruch Shalom destroy at least those things that are needed. Amr Lahan, Afan Mukhziki, Dev Dev Shane Eilu. He said, no, look what's going to happen. If the Baruch Shalom destroys those that are inanimate, let's say, or more, those things that the world doesn't need. So then the people who serve the stars, the sun, moon, and stars, are going to say, ah, we're right. Look, yours was destroyed, but we're still around. So therefore, they're going to say, they're going to say, oh, that's the biggest proof.
That it was one of the Zohar's that they stopped by in the Midbar.
Yeah, one writes. Yeah, you see, very good. Yeah, exactly. Any self-justification. So therefore, the Baruch Hashem doesn't even destroy those of the Zohar's. Han Rabbanu, we're going to repeat this Bryson. Mission. Shalom philosophin is the Kane of Baruch. The philosophers, again, asked, there's a Canaan in Rome. Like we said, he would destroy the things that the world doesn't need. But they serve these things that are necessary for the world. The world has to live. Rashi says there's a gzeira. There's a gzeira that nature has to be nature. Surah Yilad Chalteshi. It's a gzeira. And therefore, the world has to be the world. Hashem's not going to destroy nature just because there's some shaitim that serve Abay Dazar. And they're going to be held accountable for their actions. I mean, we don't have time. I'm sorry. Dabar Asher, they said a different reply. Think about it like this. Let's say someone steals the saw of chitim of his friend, he plants it in the ground. Dinhu shalei sitzmach. Listen, that's very hard. I'm sorry. Dinhu shalei sitzmach. It should be that the ground, I'm sorry, every time it happens, I can't, use my train of thought. If you can, it's whatever. Let's say he takes something that he steals, it shouldn't produce. But the world has to go on. Nature has to exist. Another way. Someone who has an affair and marries someone else's wife shouldn't have a child. The mamzer. This is what Rish Lakish bemoans. Hashem bemoans. Rish Lakish said, Hashem bemoans this fact. Like dying the Rishonim, so Eis and Sel is sleep pulled. Not only is it that the Rishonim take my secret, my chasima, my private chasima, and they make it public, and they use it for their own volition. They end up taking it and making a new stamp with it. Meaning what? Rashi says the euphemism for being bought someone else's wife and producing a child. Hashem says, I that's not something I want. But they do it, and nature is nature. It has to go on. The world has to go on. I'm sure there's some song like that.
The show must go on.
Continuing this theme here. One philosopher asked from Gamliel, Pasuva Terasen, Ki Hashem Lekecha Ish Oichlu El Kano. Oops. We know Hashem is a jealous God, so to speak. He's vengeance. He takes vengeance on those that question his authority. So why does he take it out on the people that worship? He should destroy Avodah Zarah itself. Gamliel answered this philosopher. He said like this. What is this compared to? There was a melech bas v'adam that had a child. And the son had a dog. Now, what do you know? What did he name his dog? He named his dog Nicholas. Nicholas. His father was Nicholas. And he named his dog Nicholas. Tsar Nicholas. Tsar Nicholas, come, eat your supper, eat your dinner. And when he swore, he would say, I'm a b'chayi kelev adam. He would say, by Nicholas, I can't believe this. But come here, Nicholas. Go fetch, Nicholas. So Abba, Kishishama HaMelech. The king is going to hear this. Ami Hukoyis. Who's he going to get angry on? Al HaBen Hukoyis, Al HaKelu Hukoyis. He's going to get angry about what the dog do. Have you ever Al HaBen Hukoyis? He's going to get angry on the dog. On the son, Sarx.
That's why
this, what's the evidence of it? It's just a dog. It's an inanimate object. There's no free choice. Because Rachel doesn't get angry with that. But the person that takes the Rabbeinu Shalom's name and places it on a dog, that's what Rachel Baruch Hu is going to get angry with. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with the Marshal tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.